Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Happy New Year. This is Ted Mone with update number 14 for the week of January 8th, 2007. To start it off, here's Kate with excerpts from the Washington Report.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with some highlights from the Washington Report of January 3rd. The finishing industry participated in a DOD metal finishing workshop in late November in Washington, D.C. The workshop was held as a primary technical session at the Pentagon's annual symposium on strategic environmental R&D. Over 120 participated in the two-day metal finishing session. The session featured presentations on the impact of regulatory pressures on surface finishing, technology innovation on hex-free coatings, and a status report on adoption of cleaner and greener finishing processes for military applications. The finishing industry invited in representatives of General Motors and Ford as well in order to share some recent successes in industry automaker discussions of EU and global regulatory changes. Plans were made for a follow-up session in the spring, and more information will be provided as details are finalized. In other news, perfluoroctane sulfonate, or PFOS compounds, that are used as fume suppressants in metal finishing operations have been receiving increasing regulatory attention due to potential environmental health and safety concerns. Regulations restricting the use of the substances have already been approved by Canada and the European Union, and the U.S. is in the process of reviewing comments on its proposed regulation. Continued use of PFOS and fume suppressants is critical for finishers in complying with air emission and workplace exposure regulations. In December, the Canadian Department of the Environment announced a new regulation prohibiting the manufacture, use, sale, offer for, and import of PFOS and its salts and certain other compounds, as well as manufactured items containing PFOS. The regulation did, however, provide some limited exemptions for the use of PFOS in firefighting foams and metal plating fume suppressants. For metal plating, the use of PFOS and fume suppressants is permitted for a period of 5 years for certain processes. The regulation will take effect in 2008, and the exemptions for the use of PFOS in fume suppressants will remain in place until 2013. Similarly, following the recent vote of the European Parliament, the European Union Council of Ministers approved a ban on most PFOS compounds in December. The ban, which is scheduled to take effect in mid-2008, also includes some exemptions for uses of PFOS in the semiconductor industry, photographic coating processes, electroplating processes, and aircraft hydraulic fluids until safer alternatives are available. The plating exemption appears to be limited to use as mist suppressants for chromium plating. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is still reviewing comments on its proposed regulation restricting the use of perfluoroalkyl sulfonates, or PFAS, that was issued in March 2006. While EPA did provide exemptions for use of PFAS materials in other industries, it did not provide an exemption for the use of PFAS in metal finishing. EPA officials did invite comments on the need for such an exemption. The industry submitted comments detailing how fume suppressants and other substances containing PFAS are used extensively in metal finishing and why they are critical for the safe and effective operation of many metal finishing processes. The exemptions provided in the Canadian and EU regulations will provide some guide for EPA. GR and industry representatives will be meeting with EPA officials to discuss this, and EPA expects to finalize its PFAS rule by summer 2007. And lastly, European Union approves REACH chemical regulation. On December 18, 2006, the European Union Council of Ministers ended years of drafting and negotiating and finally approved the Registration, Evaluation, and Authorization of Chemicals, or the REACH regulation. This new regulation will take effect on June 1, 2007. The REACH legislation was drafted as an EU regulation, and so it will apply directly and uniformly across all member states. In contrast, an EU directive must be transposed by each member state into its domestic legal code before taking effect. Given the comprehensive approach to the REACH regulation and the lengthy period to implement the requirements, it will take some time before the full impact of this new regulatory scheme is realized. It does, however, mark a dramatic change in how chemical substance will be managed and used in the global marketplace. For the full version of the Washington Report, please contact Jeff Hannipel at the Policy Group at jhannapel@thepolicygroup.com.
It's been a busy week on the National Association of Surface Finishers front. First, the AESF Foundation Board of Trustees was elected. Congratulations to Yinlung Wang, Melissa Klingenberg, John Lindstedt, CEF3 and AESF Fellow, Fred Mueller, CEF, Don Snyder, AESF Fellow, Bob Srinivasan, John Wheatley, CEF, and Nabil Zaki, AESF Fellow. Secondly, officers were elected to lead the NASF Board of Directors. Elected to the presidency was Ray Lucas. John Kinney was elected Vice President, and Paul Frank was elected Secretary Treasurer. Congratulations and best wishes for NASF's first year. Now back to Kate for the calendar of events.
Here is the calendar of events for the week of January 8th. On January 9th, the Rochester branch of the AESF will be having a branch meeting at Cipriani's Italian Grill in Rochester, New York. The Mid-Tennessee branch of the AESF will also be having a branch meeting on January 9th at Plantation House Restaurant in Donelson, Tennessee. And the Orange County branch of the AESF will be having a branch meeting as well on January 9th at Jaeger House in Anaheim, California. On January 10th, the Los Angeles branch of the AESF will have a meeting at Stevens Steakhouse in Los Angeles, California. Also on January 10th, the Seattle Puget Sound branch of the AESF will have a meeting at Barnaby's Restaurant in Tukwila, Washington. And on January 11th, there will be three AESF branch meetings, including the Grand Rapids branch meeting at Safey's Restaurant in Grand Rapids, Michigan, the Chicago branch meeting at the Wellington in Arlington Heights, Illinois, and the Connecticut branch meeting at the Manor Inn in Southington, Connecticut. For more information on these events, please click on the calendar located on the finishing.com homepage.
A quick note from this month's AARP Bulletin. Men who replace conventional table salt, that is sodium chloride, with a half potassium salt substitute were 40% less likely to die of heart disease or stroke over the next few years, according to a Taiwanese study. Is there any plater out there who works with sodium and potassium salts and would not have expected as much? Why didn't they just ask us?
This week, we'd like to thank all of our readers for making $13,234 worth of purchases from Amazon during the holiday season, which resulted in a donation to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital of $428.
Thanks, Kate. Tom Pelizzi and I established Finishing.com partly as a hobby and partly in hopes of promoting our consulting businesses. But what happened instead is that we discovered, if you build it, they will come. They being the Metal Finishing All-Stars, nearly 100 of the world's most helpful and most knowledgeable finishing experts who, for some reason, have favored us with regular appearances in our public forum area. We have said our thank yous to them 1,000 times, and it's not enough. This year, one of those regular visitors not only offered his personal expertise, but repeatedly conducted in-depth research in response to questions. In so doing, the site became a source not just for experienced opinion, but for authoritative, well-documented answers. He raised the overall quality of the resource, and we are grateful to be able to name him the Finishing.com Person of the Year. Now here's Kate with the presentation.
Thanks, Ted. Finishing.com's Person of the Year for 2006 is Ken Vlach of Goleta, California. Ken has degrees in chemistry and math, materials engineering, metallurgical engineering with a chemical engineering minor from University of Wisconsin campuses. He has oxidized molten aluminum alloys to form metal ceramic composites at UC Santa Barbara. Ken has partnered in building two metal finishing firms from the berm up. He has also performed chemistry, process engineering, wastewater treatment, quality assurance, permitting, etc., and ran parts as necessary. His certificates include Hazmat Management, OSHA Hazardous Waste Operator, and Clarion's Color Anodizing. Ken likes to play chess and collects books and seashells. And of course, he likes to learn and share knowledge at finishing.com. And we at finishing.com truly appreciate Ken's efforts.
A plaque is being prepared for Ken, and we'll post a photo of it on the site when it's ready. There's a lot happening in our industry, so please join us again for the update next week. And please come meet us at the NASF Southeast Regional Conference in Orlando starting January 28th. As always, thanks for listening.